Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the It's Funcast. And today we're just here to talk about like gaming, and it's going to be gaming in general. I mean, whenever I think of like a title that I've played that isn't like almost a year old or years upon years old that I've played and actually like, we can talk about game titles in general. But for right now, we're doing gaming in general. So I guess the first game I'd like to talk about is Fortnite, because my brother got me into it. I've been playing it ever since, and that was like March of last year, I believe. Yeah, he got me into it, he taught me how to play, and I kind of been playing ever since. And then they did this whole thing where they're talking about they were shutting down the game, but they're still adding like constant updates to it. Like the latest update now is like Avatar: The Last Airbender, where they have like all the elements that you can master and get in the game. For those of you who play Fortnite, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you go to the chest and you get like an airbender, you get like a waterbending, as well as like the main weapons that you get, which I don't really get that, I guess, how they're talking about shutting down the game, but they're not really shutting down the game. They're still sending updates, and then there are hackers and modders. Oh my gosh, guys, I can't tell you guys about how many hackers and modders I've run into on Fortnite since I've played with my brother, and how many times he's said, you know, oh my god, I can't believe all the hackers and modders that are on here. And honestly, guys, I couldn't really believe it myself when I saw like the modders that were on there not taking damage or doing this or doing that. Because last update was like the mythical gods of Olympus, and you could obtain like Zeus's lightning bolts, or you could obtain chains from the underworld god Hades, and it was actually really, really cool. I think that those updates, those places, are actually still on the map of Fortnite right now, in addition to like the temples of like all the elements that they have for this new update with Avatar: The Last Airbender. Now they have some new challenges that are going on with that. So my Fortnite players, why don't you go ahead and give me your opinion on that, on the modding and all the other stuff that is going on right now. I guess the next game on the list that we would talk about would be Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And that one has been going strong for, I don't know, I'm not going to lie, I'm not actually really aware when the game came out. I just know I haven't gone on Call of Duty for years, until my brother got me back into it by playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. At first, he got me to download Call of Duty Ghosts, I believe it was, or Call of Duty Cold War. So it was one of the ones he got me to download and play online with him. And then he got me to get a copy of Modern Warfare 3, and we've been playing it ever since. I used to be really, really good at Call of Duty back in the day. I used to play Infinite Warfare, and I would be like really, really good at it. And yeah, he kind of like trained me up on it. And because at first I didn't want to play because I sucked at Call of Duty, but he kind of like took his time with me and showed me. And then I became beast like at every Call of Duty that was coming out since. And then he and I kind of lost contact. Well, not lost contact, but we stopped playing with each other for a while. And so I kind of lost my touch at that game, and I'm just now getting it back here within the past few months that he and I have gotten to play together again. And I'm still not where I was, so I still kind of suck at the game of Call of Duty, but I like it for the fun of it, you know, for the aspect of what's actually going on in the game, and the different weapons you can unlock, and just playing online with people. And I really am having fun with it, and kind of getting that edge back. So it's a really, really fun game for me. I hope you guys enjoy that game. Or for those of you who don't play COD, like, what do you play? Do you play Fortnite? Do you play, you know, what have you? Give me your opinions on that. And I think the last one before we wrap up this short podcast tonight will be the new Spider-Man 2 that everyone is still talking about, that updates are coming, or updates have been released for the game. And a lot of people have just been like enjoying it. The thing that I'm seeing getting the most backlash is the new quote, as Insomniac Games put it on Instagram, and you can go check this if you want to go look them up on Instagram, Insomniac Games. The new quote fresh and fly suits for Peter and Miles that they came out with. I absolutely just, I don't agree with the way those suits look. I think it was just like something cheesy that Insomniac came out with to add to the new update of New Game Plus. And I don't know. I just really think it's tacky. And I don't know. I don't like the look of this fresh and fly suit. Now, granted, stop talking about the updates for a minute and just talk about the game and the gameplay itself. The game and the gameplay is such an emotional roller coaster. You get to see Peter and Harry reunite. You get to see the symbiote and what's up with that. Just like a spoiler alert for those of you who probably have seen the previews, Harry Osborn will be Venom in this game. Not sure why they did it that way. Still haven't done my research on why they did it that way. Maybe there is nothing from Insomniac Games or Marvel saying why they did it that way, but either way it goes, we do get to see Venom, and it was very, very cool. We get to see Black Suit Spider-Man, and we get to see Miles Morales team up with Peter, and there's a lot of things in this game itself that were just truly awesome. And guys, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. I could talk about this game like all day, and games just like it, because of how good Insomniac has done over the past year, like just improving. And Activision, along with them, with the Spider-Man games, I think this one takes the cake. So for those of you who are into Spider-Man and have played the first two games and are kind of questioning on whether or not you should play Spider-Man 2, or for those of you who haven't played them, I would say go out, buy this game, play it, and its side missions are better than the previous games, as to where you're just like fighting crimes and doing stuff for people in the city. This game's side missions actually has given off like a lot of Easter eggs and a lot of different stuff that looks like it will lead into like new villains and new allies that are coming up in the new Spider-Man game, should they release it, which I'm hoping that's what they do, because they've been leading up to a lot of villains and a lot of allies that are going to be in the newer game. And as I said, the gameplay itself is just phenomenal. So if you guys haven't played it, I definitely recommend going and picking up a copy and playing it. I think that's all I have to say for now for this podcast. I know it was very, very, very short, but not very, very, very short, but it's just, you know, talking about gaming in general, and I guess the games that are talked about in this, the Fortnite, Call of Duty, and this one are the ones that I've most played recently, so it's the ones that I talk about, that I'm going to talk about the most when I'm talking about, you know, gaming in general, I guess. So, oh, there is one more I have for my PlayStation users. My Xbox, you guys kind of can't get this because it wasn't really, I guess, you know, it's not programmed into the Xbox, so it's only for my PlayStation users, more specifically my PS5 users. If you guys have not played the game that has come already pre-installed on your PS5, it's called Astro's Playroom. So the game was initially created and designed to show users all the different functionalities of the PlayStation 5 controller. And it's also a really, really fun game where you can unlock stuff in the game. And the prizes that you unlock in the game is basically every single game station and accessory that PlayStation has ever laid out over the years since 1994. So extremely, really, really cool little mini game to go and check out. Comes pre-installed on the PS5. It's called Astro's Playroom. I would say go check it out. It's really, really cool. I had fun with it, and little like gestures that it teaches you that you probably didn't know about your controller before that you would definitely know now. I'd say go and check that out. So guys, that's all for me for this little short podcast. They will get longer and longer as time goes through. And my streaming schedule, or my podcast schedule, that you guys can expect new podcasts, will be every Tuesday and every Thursday. I will upload something new, and you never know what it's going to be unless I discuss it in a previous podcast. So that's going to be the streaming schedule, guys. We'll be every Tuesday and Thursday. I will upload something new. If you guys want to hit that follow button or schedule or listen whenever you can, you can find me on Instagram on at It's Fun Guy. That's ITSFUNNGUY, as it says in my description for all of my podcasts. So, guys, today's fun fact will be cool, stay in school. No one's half the battle. Got milk? That's really all I got for this one, guys. Keep listening. Be cool. And bye.